The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Hey, March the 31st, 7:06 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather this morning. She's been out in the rain all weekend long and managed to get a little bit of a cold. Phone lines here. Well, yes, we know Bob's giving her a big, oh, yes. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jump into our chat room if people have. I can see everybody's in there. So good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. You know, we usually have our little hump day, sayings, but I guess we should find something for Mondays. That should be interesting, but I'm here today with, Wayne. Wayne is still interning here. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Happy Monday to you.
Oh, thank you. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Good. Bad Bob's out there hovering in the background here just in case. And so, it was an interesting weekend, but let's start our week off as we always do with our friend and our advisor from Wells Fargo, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying this last trading day in March. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 144 points at 16,467. The S&P 500 is positive 14 points at 1872, and the NASDAQ Composite is up 48 points at 4,205. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 21 cents at 1719, AT&T positive 33 cents at 3540, Ford up 7 cents at $15.52. Excuse me. Local stocks of interest, Costco up 47 cents at $112.16. Walmart positive 56 cents at $76.60. Target up 17 cents at $60.14. For commodities, gold is down $2.90 an ounce at $12.91. Silver up 4 cents at $19. And crude oil trading up penny at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708 and 908 here in the morning. Give them a call at 243-7561. You know what? They are there. I've met every one of them, and there is no doubt that their abilities in annuities, retirement, insurance, investments, you name it. You give them a call. 243-7561. Stop by Park Marina Drive. Okay, today we're going to be talking to, we got our business of the week is that Kitchen Place, and we're going to be talking also to, One Safe Place, Women's Fund, and others on domestic violence on our 8 o'clock show. When I say I'm looking forward to a show like this, you know, of course domestic violence is one of the primary reasons of our of the crime rate we have here in Reading in the North State. Domestic violence, it's not so much on the streets, and as the police will tell you, most of all this happens inside the homes. So anything we can do to break that cycle, so we're going to talk about that and some of the things that are happening this week and in the upcoming weeks to spotlight this almost a disease that's eating away at a lot of people around here in this domestic violence. But we've got a lot of other things we want to talk about, too. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and what they do down there. Espresso Joe's with, you can get coffee of any kind from the baristas down there, but you don't have to pay an arm and a leg. You don't have to make a house payment on it. It's really reasonable prices. Walk next door. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, let's talk about things that happened this weekend. Welcome home, Vietnam veterans. on Saturday was a great turnout, a great turnout. And I, you know, I applaud everybody that was there, to, you know, to kind of, again, honor those veterans that were not honored when they came home before. Great lunch provided, of course, by the Sons of Italy, who are just, you know, many of them are veterans. And so, but the turnout was really good. And there was a lot of people there, a lot of people showing interest, choirs there, speakers, things, given to, proclamations given from the county and from the city to the welcome home to Vietnam veterans, which was started, by the way, by a gentleman years ago, decade ago, and when he was noticing a parade, it was a couple of decades ago, noticing a parade, and as everybody was cheering for everybody, when the Vietnam veterans walked by, everybody kind of like turned away and all this, like it was a shame, you know, like you should be ashamed that you served in Vietnam, which of course is not true. This was when our country, for some reason, mixed up, confused the fact that you had warriors fighting and dying for policies made by congressmen and senators. If, you know, the protest should have been at them and not at those who fought the war. And maybe we learned something from that. I think that sometimes I wonder. I don't believe that there's the overt type of discrimination like you had against the Vietnam warriors and the veterans. As and you have support our veterans, but a lot of it, I believe, of course, is lip service. I believe a lot the Obama administration is doing is lip service. You could do much better. I think that when you see so many things about people the unemployment rate for the 18 to 24 year old returning warriors is over 25%. There's something wrong there. And these are all things that need to be addressed, and these are things we're going to be talking about here in these upcoming couple weeks this month. From there, went to the Gun Owners of California to their soiree there, and of course the big talk was about Senator Yee, Leland Yee, who has been leading the fight against your right to have a gun and or to ammo or be able to reload it. Our Senator Yee, Leland Yee out of San Francisco, who was, if you have not heard, got popped for, a number of charges, arrested by the FBI, and one of the charges was gun trafficking. Can you get this? Gun trafficking is that he was willing to sell shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles to a undercover agent, but he was getting them Al-Qaeda camps in the Philippines. And this is also tied into a guy named Shrimp Boy, who was in the Chinese gangs, Tongs or something, but who has won awards from Feinstein. Feinstein's anime awards. So of course, Feinstein and Boxer say, oh no, these are terrible things. We need to suspend this guy. I don't think he's been suspended. They said they were going to, but I don't think they did. So Yee and his buddy, Calderon, Senator Calderon, who is also under indictment for many, many, many charges, who is naming a lot of names that you'll probably hear in the future. And then, of course, Senator Rod White, Wright, who is not only charged but found guilty. Guess what? He's still drawing money, too. He's drawing our pay. So you know what you need to do? Call Sacramento. Call the head of the Senate down there and say, why are these criminals still drawing their $100,000 a year? And they're probably drawing per diem too, So why don't you give them a call? Say, why are they doing this? You know, I just can't make this stuff up. You know, I saw Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Saturday at the Gun Owners of California. And I said, he said, as I've said, I don't think the Republicans really have to mount a march or, much on the elections this year, is that they will just, self-implode here, and most of them will be in jail. Okay, maybe not most of them. And then when we were seeing that too, you got to look at both sides, of course, right? All right, here we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's Monday, March the 31st. It's 43 degrees out there. And in fact, let's talk a little bit about the weather. Looks like it could be rainy today. Could be rainy tomorrow. Showers mostly after 11 a.m., high near 49. Calm winds beginning south, 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, showers. Chance of precipitation, 100%. Today, it's just 90%. Tuesday, showers likely with thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Chance of precipitation is 70%. 50% chance of showers on Tuesday. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. So it looks like this week we have mainly a chance of showers after these next 2 days, or this today and tomorrow. And then Saturday and Sunday, maybe mostly sunny. So that's good. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Veteran-friendly, senior-friendly discounts for both. Family-owned, family-operated. Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night, served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda Registry.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at ratingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's a little bit under the weather today, so you've got me today. It's gonna be raining today. Chance of precipitation 90%. Tomorrow 100%. Guest today we're gonna have that kitchen place on at 7:30. I'm looking forward to that. I like to cook, and she's got so many great gadgets down there. And then of course at 8 o'clock we're gonna be talking domestic violence. But right now we're gonna talk about the other thing. We went to Gun Owners of California and welcome home Vietnam veterans, and the last one was a Turtle Bay auction. Gene Jules in Hollywood, where they raise money for the museum itself. And I like to think that they did pretty well that night. Linda emceed it. And so it was along with Dave West and, of course, Mark LaSalle was the auctioneer. But it seemed like everybody was pretty happy in there and doing a good job. You know, one of the things I want to just bring up and talk a little bit about is, you remember the front page news last Tuesday or something that said Reading was the third worst place to live in the nation. And my consternation with it and consternation of almost everybody I have talked to. And the fact that that next day the Record Searchlight came out and used it to take a slap, in my opinion, take a slap at Reading. And the editorial board says, look, we're here to, it's not all blue sky here. We got to point out the things, you know, and you say use it as a wake up call. But I said, but there's more to it than that. There are many things in that. First of all, there are many things in that survey that we're doing already. And let's take a look at truly the big problems we have here. The unemployment problem was caused not here. We're recovering, but it wasn't caused here. But it is leading to problems. And two, which when it leads to problems, is the fact of less police. And then you have AB 109 dumped on us because of the poor planning by our previous administrations up at the in Sacramento. So we get thousands of felons dropped on us here. And not so much thousands here as it is the fact that we can't push them on back up into prison. We've got to keep them here. So we have this, we don't have enough room in the end. We have more crime here. It's just as a matter of fact, and I'm sure it's hit every place in California. So that's part of it. But you look at the things that we do have, the trails, the ability to, the groups that get together, the groups that help each other. And here's perfect examples is this weekend. Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans, the Turtle Bay, the Gun Owners California, you know, One Safe Place happens. All these, it's our community pulling together. So anyway, Sunday's editorial, they also addressed this. And Sunday's editorial was much better. I think it should have been the one that was there last Tuesday. It said, you know what? We have some problems here. But then it looked, you know, and everybody knows what the problems are. But then they talked about the things that were positive and things that we could be moving on forward with. And it's, you know, and it's true. This is the editorial should have been written last week as you're standing up for Reading. Because damn it, the paper is part of Reading. The Record Searchlight is part of Reading. Everybody says, oh, I don't read anymore and it's gone, and because it's, you know, it's a left wing, you know, blah, 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 or it's too right wing. That's my favorite. You see people, well, it's a right wing, you know, a mouthpiece. No, it's a left wing mouthpiece. So maybe that's what it's supposed to be. Maybe it's supposed to be somewhere in there. So both sides take it. But here's the thing is, we need everybody's effort on this, our politicians. And if our politicians aren't on board, one of the things the Searchlight said is things we've been saying for years. You've got to aim high, Reading. You've got to not accept the average, the mediocre. You can't just accept what's there, how it used to be 20 years ago. It's different now. It's different. And you've got to raise your sights. You've got to aim high. So the question is, how do you do that? How do you aim high? How do you bring the businesses in here? How do you get over the fact, oh, we don't have a four-year college? Yeah, use that as an excuse, you quitters. Use that as an excuse. Oh, we'll never get anybody. Wrong. We've had companies move up out of San Francisco, software companies that are successful up here and growing. Oh my gosh, how could that happen? The bottom line is this, is you need to have people with vision. You need to be able to see what's happening around you. You need to put together teams, mentors. We have very, very, very successful businessmen and women in this city and in this county. Why aren't they being called on to put together plans to help? Why aren't they being used? Why don't we have a series of mentors set up out there? Why doesn't the city get its head out of the sand sometimes and look outside the box and say, what do we do to bring people in here? Maybe we should go to these colleges and universities. We get these young people with good ideas. Have them apply to us. And you take the top 10 or 20. You find spots for them. This is where the community works together. There's a lot of storefronts out there that are empty, right? Well, why don't we get the people out there that own these storefronts to say, hey, look, they're empty already. Let's put some businesses in there with some good ideas. You know what? And if, you know, if it means paying, you know, we give them a real break on electricity and this, but we make them feel welcome and we hold them to what they're doing. Who knows? You bring in 25 young businesses. What if one of them is Google. What if one of them invents something that you can be made here in green and like these paper microscopes that you can make that cost almost nothing but could be millions of them or something like this? Why don't we do that? Why don't we have leaders that do that? We should. But the leaders a lot of times don't have that background, but they need access to it. So why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we showing that? Why don't people see that EDC is bringing in a lot of businesses, a lot of things, a lot of people interested. But the other thing is the airport. The airport is so important. We still don't have the airport here. We've got the airport. We've only got one airline. What does it take to have two airlines? Do we need to start our own? This was Gary Cad said this. Maybe we should start our own regional airline. So we fly from here to LA. Flies twice a day. You can put 20 people on it and you can go back and forth. And we run it and we buy an airline and then run it that way. Okay. That's out of the box, right? But at least somebody's thinking. Somebody's thinking about getting that other airline in here. Because I haven't heard anything since, you know, for about a month or so about what's happening with the other one. Is it going to take a year or 2 years or 3 years? What do we do to maybe branch over that? Anyway, there are a lot of things that need to be done, but we do it as we need everybody online. We can't have, you know, we can't have the paper put it on the front page, worst place to live in the United States. You want to put it in the paper? Fine. Put it on the second page. Put it on since it affects us, put it on the local news page, Northern California page. How about that? Just a thought. All right. The other thing I want to talk about, as long as I'm here, is McConnell Foundation and the sale of the land. It's already been done, right? The vote has been taken. It's going to happen unless there is an election to stop that. My questions are this, my friends. We've had the union guys on and they welcomed their time. They're going to be back on again too. But here's some questions I have. McConnell Foundation has with the appraisals, every one of the appraisals, which came from out of town and everything. It wasn't like they were bought by the McConnell Foundation. Every one of them came up with the price. The highest price was the one that the city had for $400,000. The lowest was the one from the McConnell Foundation at $78,000. And the one in the middle, the third one that was supposed to make the difference, came in, I think, at $275,000. Something like that. All, you know, but nothing over $400,000. They're going to buy the land for $600,000. They're going to pay $700,000 in fees and then taxes on the next decade or however long it goes. So how many hundreds of thousands or millions is that going to be? My question is this, and this is the part I'm having a problem with everybody when they're saying this. What is it what is the fear that's going to happen here? You know, can we get away from the fact that people say it's riverfront? It's not riverfront. McConnell Foundation, by the way, owns 200,000 or owns what, 200 acres of riverfront on the other side of the river. Anyway, what's the fear about the McConnell Foundation buying this land and letting Turtle Bay have it and use it? What is it? Is it the fact that people believe the McConnell Foundation is going to build what, condos there? Or they're going to take the land and put something else in there? I'm not sure. See, here's where I'm having a problem making that connection is they're saying, well, wait a minute, they're going to sell city land for this much money. Well, yeah, because there's a lease on it and when you have three different appraisers say it's worth this much money. I take that. I've lived on lease held land. I could not get a mortgage beyond the end of that lease because of the covenants on it. So you try to find when you were living in Hawaii, you found land that had leases on them for at least 30 years. Bottom line here is it the fear that the McConnell Foundation is presenting this land to Turtle Bay. So is the fear then Turtle Bay is going to build condos there? I don't think so. And the bottom line on it is that the hotel is going to help fund Turtle Bay. It may not be all of it. But the rest of that land, when they put something else up in there, and it could be an IMAX, it could be a planetarium, it could be something on educational in there that I'm seeing, or anything like that. Then you've got to still go through all the permitting process. You still got that one road. You still got the one road there, coming in and out. But you got to go through the process. And at this time when you see, oh gosh, they've lied to us, you know, then maybe that's the time to have the petition. Maybe that's the time to do the initiative. But doing this now, I'm not sure where we're going with it or why we're going with it. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Everybody calls us summer ball, winter and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's a little bit under the weather today. She was playing around out in the rain on the weekend here, so we want to make sure she's well before we go on the squeak trip this week. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. That's the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. What can I say? In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet and, you know, lifestyles in the evenings there, and more raw food and organic food than you're ever going to eat. But it's all there. Cypress Square. It's located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. And then after you get the food, you run down to Sherry Chapman's place, that kitchen place, mm-hmm. and get the stuff to cook it on, or mm-hmm. steam it on, or roast it on. but not frying on.
No,
but
no.
You can if you
spiral
want to.
Slicers, spiral slicers.
Spiral slicers.
Yeah.
There you go. And that's who's with me right now, Sherry Chapman.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
That kitchen place.
Yes.
Tomorrow's big day.
Big day. Our 10-year anniversary, and we have a lot of things we've got going. Actually, all week long, but. Tomorrow, our Le Creuset rep will be there, and she will be giving away a tagine, which is a Moroccan cooker. And she'll also be using the Le Creuset fondue maker and giving away chocolate-covered marshmallows. And then Mesomeister rep will be giving away a knife tomorrow. And then your Mr. Nate, your rep for this this group, which my girls love, by the way, will be walking around handing gifts away all day long tomorrow. And we will have food samples, and we will have a lot of goodies tomorrow, all during the week also.
Well, Nate, I could see Nate doing that. He will love giving away, especially if it's free food.
This is actual items. We're talking peelers. We're talking just whatever. Yeah.
So you come down and mention a Free Fire. You mention a KCNR. You mention Carl or Linda. Mention anything that has anything to do with us today.
Today only. We'll hand you something.
We're going to hand you something today.
That's right.
All right. Tomorrow is the big beginning of the party. The beginning of the party tomorrow. 10 years.
I know. Do you believe that in this economy?
Yeah, 10 years. And you know what? And you're thriving too.
We're doing good. Our cooking classes are rocking. I mean, people are wanting to learn to cook. And I think it's because they want to stay home more.
Well, why? How'd you get into this?
Hmm.
I mean,
I was a hairdresser.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. How did you get into... This wasn't your background.
No, I was a hairdresser and a mom, and I used garage sale items, broken knobs, and taped my knives together. And I did like to shop, and I decided I didn't want to do hair anymore. My husband started looking at the classifieds, and I saw the galley was for sale. And so we walked in, my friend and I, who we would do things together, and we thought, hey, we could do this. Yeah. Well, neither one of us knew how to turn on a computer. It was a long haul. I didn't even know what Wusthof and all clad was. So I call it my menopausal buy. And, it's been a long haul, 10 years, but I now know what all clad is.
What is that?
You don't know what all clad is? What's the food channel? That's what they...
Oh, okay.
It's the pans, the stainless steel pans.
Oh, of course.
Made in USA. Wusthof just actually celebrated their 200-year anniversary, which is the knives. They're the number one knives. And we also are going to give away during the week. Swiss Diamond is the number one nonstick pans we're giving. They sent us a 10-piece set to give away. Wusthof sent us 2 7-piece block sets.
I mean, I know about these diamond things. Those things cook. I mean, you don't need to use anything in there, right?
Well, I always use some butter or oil or something, but, they're awesome. They're awesome. And we're going to actually give a 10-piece set away. I believe Friday we're giving that one.
So how do you enter that? Just come down?
You walk in, you don't have to pay anything, you just fill out a raffle ticket and put it in. Every day you're going to have to come in to put in a new raffle ticket because we're going to get rid of the old each day and bring in the new. So whoever comes in on each day, even if you just come in to put the ticket in, you don't have to be there to win.
Well, I tell you what, Linda won't let me in there by myself.
Well.
She won't let me come into that kitchen place by myself.
Well, shame on her.
Because she knows. Then when I start looking around, I go, oh, I need this. Oh, I need this. I need that. Right now we're looking for... Like a cover for when you're frying, you know, like
a splatter screen.
I'm sure you have those.
Oh, we have many.
Okay. Well, we're going to be down then.
Oh, good. Because
our last one, the handle just fell off it yesterday. So we say, okay, the kitchen place. Okay. So you got into the kitchen place and 10 years ago?
10 years ago.
10 years ago. And was it where you're at? Was where you're at now though?
Yes.
Or
it's where we're at.
Okay.
We're at now. We totally put in a cooking school and we will be giving away a cooking class on Saturday.
That's the other thing. You have a lot of cooking classes.
We had a cheese making class on Saturday and it was packed. I mean, everybody wants to know how to make their own cheese.
Wow.
Don't ask me how it happened.
Is it hard to make cheese?
Well, evidently not. She did it while she was there, so.
Guess not, huh? How do you make, should I ask you specific questions? No.
Well, you could try, but I'm not the chef.
How do you make that smoked the smoked cheese? How do they get that?
You know, I don't know.
They must add some kind of smoke flavor or something to it. I can't imagine them, you know, doing it over a fire.
I wouldn't, I don't know. I gotta take those classes. Like I said, I was never a gourmet cook. I was a good cook at home, but, I didn't even have a baster. I didn't have, I didn't even know how to work a food processor before I owned the store. So it's kind of a joke, but, I do know how to do all this now, and I have learned a lot in 10 years.
So, okay, so you started the store, mm-hmm. and the store is just filled with everything.
Yes.
And it was, and you started though from scratch, almost like we did.
Well, here. It had a lot of stuff in it, and, when I started the store, they didn't have any catalogs, didn't say where they got it, because it was all bought at the galley in Chico, and then they would drive things up. So we were starting new because it's so funny that we did a cooking class, and there was a tressing needle that somebody that we had, and the cook used it. Well, everybody wanted one because the chef used it. Well, we didn't know where to get tressing needles. I mean, it was like, oh my gosh! So it was a very big learning curve for us. But now we. And with all my employees, I have the best employees. By the way, I have to give the kudos to my employees. They are what makes that kitchen place, not me, them. I do the buying, and they are out there in the public. And two of them have their degrees in culinary, and they can answer any of your questions, and customers love them. They come in and get their free cup of Pete's coffee and any knowledge that they want.
Well, you know, that helps.
It does help a lot.
Yeah, so you come in and ask, gosh, if I'm doing this, why did this happen?
That's right, because you can't do that at a lot of the box stores. So that's what makes us different, and this is what's going to make us thrive. Because it is getting harder and harder with the Internet. But I read an article in the Record Search Light issue, because I read it page to page.
Hey, I read the Record Search Light.
I do, too.
We need a community newspaper, but the community newspaper needs to reflect us, too.
I agree. Yeah. Some of those things that are in it. But anyway. I read an article that was written about why you shop local, and I hadn't thought about this part. When you shop local, you can walk into that local store and get a donation, which you can't get to the Internet. I mean, just another reason. I mean, I get probably 5 or 6 donation forms every day and they're all great reasons to give, but the Internet and the box stores do not offer that to local groups. And talking about local groups, can I give a little spot here to muscular dystrophy?
Of course.
Okay. On May 1st, I am going to be arrested. And I am selling for $1 raffle tickets. I started now because I have to raise $1,600. Otherwise, I got to stay in jail. And I have a Le Creuset 6-quart stock pot and the movie Julia that you will win. Come in, buy a ticket for $1. I'd really appreciate it, because otherwise I might have to be calling Carl on May 1st to bail me out of jail at the Mexican food restaurant. What's the name of that? Cinca, the one that got voted best restaurant. You know, the one Joe Wong owns.
I don't know.
The one on Hilltop?
Chimichanga? No.
Okay, that's not it. I can never pronounce it. That's where I'll be locked up.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's a tough place to be locked up at, then.
I know. Maybe a lot of chips. They got great salsas.
A couple margaritas. Yeah, a few of those.
I don't think that's health food, though. Is that Orchard going to like that?
Oh, well, Orchard has its thing, and I'm sure Joe has his. People want to know when the next cheese class is. Do you know?
Tell them they can go online, or they can come in and say, hey, I want to sign up for the cheese class, because it was sold out. And she said, I talked to her, she said she'd be willing to do another one. She does a couple a year. And then we have homemade pasta classes, learn how to make your own pasta, and Mediterranean food. There's all sorts. Just go online and to our website, and you can see all our classes, or call up or come in. It's all there.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Sherry Chapman from That Kitchen Place, their 10th anniversary. And this last segment has been brought to you by Indwelling. 1760 California Street. You're looking for furniture of eclectic, all types of furniture that's just, as Linda says, is beautiful and fetching. And wall coverings and floor coverings. Indwelling. It's across the street from Jack's. In the, in, where Bombay's, that little shopping center in there. Again, 1760 California Street. 361-6727. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:46 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And for Randy Sprague's in there with Angel and Sonny and a few others that, Randy can't get any sound. I'd tell you how to do it, but Angel looks like it's working. Working on it. There's a gray bar at the top. You have to move it over. It's 43 degrees out there today, and it's going to be raining today. 90% chance. Tomorrow, about 100% chance. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Veterans and seniors discounts, family owned, are our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Sherry Chapman from That Kitchen Place. She's having her 10th anniversary mm-hmm. Tuesday, April 1st. Mm-hmm. Was that on purpose?
You know, no. Actually, that was the day we signed the papers. And interesting, I have a little story why we're giving the tagine away.
Okay. And the tagine, for people that are just like, tagine.
It's a Moroccan cooker.
Okay, and what does that look like?
It kind of looks like, let's see, a little pyramid. And it that way all the moisture goes down into the cooker. It's round,
uh-huh.
and it has a little cone on top. I guess.
Oh, okay.
Cone.
I see what you
okay.
mean.
Okay, and we actually have done classes on it.
Okay, it's so really then you're cooking in it. The as the heat goes up, it comes back down.
That's right.
Okay,
the moisture it keeps the moisture in, and you can cook cool. other things besides Moroccan. But the reason why we're giving the tagine away, actually, my Le Creuset rep offered a Dutch oven, but I said no. It's got to be a tagine for our 10-year anniversary because the day we took over, it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The place had one phone hooked to the wall, and my friend and I had gone down to the galley in Chico and worked a little bit to get to know about products and stuff. So that day, it was my husband and my friend Marcia and I, and we the phone rang, and it was like, oh gosh, it's 3 o'clock. The employees that were there all left. They had to reapply, and it was like, well, how do we answer? The galley? That kitchen place? But I can't remember how we answered it, but I answered the phone. I said, a tagine. I'm thinking, a tagine? What the heck? Marcia goes, I think I saw it at the galley. And she runs into the other room. She goes, we have a red tagine. I'm like, yes, we have a tagine. So the next day, the person came in and bought it. So we decided to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. We'd give away a red tagine.
Okay, I like it. I like that. And I might even, I'm entering.
And you can enter in for that Mesomeister knife.
That's right. And let me remind everybody. Everybody going down today. Go on down today. And you mentioned us in any way, shape, or form. That TV, that radio station on market, KCNR, Free Fire Radio, Carl, Linda, I think names are, Wayne, anything. Come up with something and you get a free gift today.
Yes, you do.
You're going to get a free gift. So I'm going down there. I'll mention it. And I'm not above doing that.
Well, I'm not either. I have no pride.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have a great place there. I mean, it's absolutely fabulous. But you've seen a lot in 10 years. You opened up right before.
Yeah.
Right before the devastation started in the economy.
2 years that we rocked, and then it's been a struggle since then. We've had some interesting things at that kitchen place. I've had two people go through my wall.
Drive through your wall?
Yeah. One is a little nun.
A little nun drove through your wall?
I think she pressed on the gas.
Okay, you gotta figure, okay, now your parking is right there in front of the store.
Yeah.
And, you drive in there, a lot of nice parking there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she got ready to put on the brakes, she hit the gas instead.
Yeah,
and then
hit the wall.
And then what they do is, then people panic at that and they bring their foot up and then they bring it straight back down again and this time usually puts you through the wall.
Oh, I know.
It hasn't happened yet though.
Yeah. No, yeah. First time went through the wall. Second
the wall.
Time just broke the wall. So.
Just broke the wall.
Amazing. Did amazing.
What else have you? What else have you seen? People driving through your driving through.
Well, next door at the real estate place, the lady hit the little pole next to ours and kind of went off. There's like a you know where the real estate place is,
mm-hmm.
and kind of drove off, and her car was kind of hanging halfway into our place and the real estate place. It's been
off the walls here.
Yeah, we've had some homeless problems.
Homeless problems. Yeah, you know what? But it seems like a lot of people are having those.
Yeah, it is. We belong to the Crime Watch, and we had a guy. My husband's had to come by a couple times and the police because we had a guy trying with his big, huge cart and his silver foil that he wears and things hanging off his nose and stuff trying to bang into our door and get into our store. And it's scared the girls because we're all women at the store. And you know, you feel a little bit vulnerable. Even, you know, they tried offering him a cup of coffee, but he wanted in. So, you know, yeah, it can be a problem. I've heard some real stories.
Are you, what do you see? What have you seen in the last 10 years?
A lot of stealing. We have a lot. We've moved a lot of things up front, especially with all the pot being grown. We've had a lot of flavors because, you know, they like to make that pot candy. And so I started providing more and more flavorings. But as I ordered more flavorings, more were being stolen.
For the marijuana.
For our marijuana and all
for
my...
So people can make marijuana candy? So
yes.
you're selling flavorings for that?
Well, hey, you know, I was just providing a service because they kept asking for it. And some of it is real. Some of it is you know, pot related. And then thermometers started missing.
What kind of thermometers? Oh, the candy thermometers?
Candy thermometers, meat thermometers, frying thermometers. You know, they just... we've had to move them up by the register. It gets to a point you think, I have a 6,000 square foot store. How much can I put by the register? So I have noticed, you know, a lot of theft. And it makes me sad because it hurts local businesses as it does anybody else.
Well, that was one of the things, too. Well, you know, it's we've got a homeless problem here. We have a transient problem here. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the other things, and you heard me out here ranting a little while ago, about where we've got to address problems. And this is one of the problems we're going to have to address. So everybody that's running for office, first question, one of the first questions we're going to ask them is, we have a homeless transient problem. What do you plan on doing about that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and because there's got to be things that can be done. I'm not sure what it is, but I will, you know, I'm going to be looking at them.
It's a lot, you know, there's a lot of drug problems.
Oh.
And
meth.
It's not just meth. Heroin is very big. And to be honest with you, there is not enough places for these people, and there are a lot of them are young kids. I happen to know a lot of them. And they have no place to go. It's not free to go get help. So if you've got a drug problem and you don't have any money and you want to get help, where are you supposed to go? We need to provide. If we're giving all, you know, I won't even get into illegal aliens and all the free stuff for all these people, why can't we help our own people? Because jails, they're getting people out of jail. Why not provide a place to put them so they can get sober, clean and sober? And that's my personal opinion, and I've thought about getting involved in it because it just...
Because once you have them, if you can catch them and break the cycle, one of the reasons we've got one safe place and Women's Fund and a number of other people coming in right after you today to talk about domestic violence, which is one of the largest problems we have is domestic violence. It's not people getting beat up on the streets; it's people getting beat up in their houses, and a lot of it is drug related.
Mm-hmm.
And drug related, you know what? I look at it as such a cycle. If they had jobs.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a lot of people working, and you wouldn't be having a lot of these problems.
And they would feel good about themselves.
That's right. There'd be some problems, but you could solve a lot of these problems with employment.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things we have to really work at. And whoever comes in here, they've got to have plans on how they're going to bump up jobs. What kind of businesses? What are they going to do?
Well, it's not just the jobs. I mean, personally, I've had a lot of employees. It's who you hire and whether or not they're good employees. That's part of job market too. Teaching them how to be a good employee. And they could come in and learn from all my employees because they're great.
Well, all mine are. Hey, I'm going to, in fact, Bad Bob, I need you to step in here where Wayne is for a reason. There's some people on the, that need some help on the chat room. Somebody said, anyway, you don't, I just told them about it, Wayne. You don't need to. Anyway, get on to the chat room on this. You know what it is, employees. And I have employers tell me they're looking for people to work, and they're having a tough time.
Well, it is because
tough.
People don't know how to show up on time. They don't know how to dress. They don't know how to respect rules. I mean, I used to have no rules at my store. We all laugh. Now we got pages of them because of people who cause you to make a rule. And then they don't follow the rules, so you have to make another rule. It's sort of like a government. Why we have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of regulations, which I'm totally against, but we have many of them because...
Well, you know, I think a lot of it's got to do is the fact is that we're not holding people to standards.
That's right.
And if you hold people to standards, you don't need a million rules.
No.
Here's the rule. You don't drink and drive. Oh, guess what? You lose your license.
Well, let's make another rule because they're not following it.
Okay, maybe we need to make this one too then. Oh, if you drink and drive, this happens. No, I mean, and then that's, you know, in the tax code every year, what, another 1,000 laws. How many laws do they pass every year?
Oh, it's crazy.
And then now you've got, you know, as business people, you've got codes in there that you're going, well, where did this come from?
And it's stupid. I think if they would hold people, we hear all this stuff. I watch the news a lot. We hear all this stuff.
One minute.
Okay. We hear all this stuff that people are being caught frauding and stealing and all that in the government, and they do nothing about it. What good is it telling us?
How about our senators? Senators.
In California,
and they're still drawing their $100,000 a year.
What the heck? Maybe we should have gone in office, and then we could do whatever we wanted, and we could still have a salary.
I can make deals with Filipino terrorists and bring in guns.
Hey, if you were caught doing something, you'd be put in jail and you'd be shut down.
I'm in jail now. The place, you're right. They'd yank my license.
That's right. They'd take all your money. The IRS would be after you.
If I just said something on the air that was patently offensive, you know, so much for freedom of speech, I'd be fired, I'd have to get off the air, and I could lose my license.
I know. But look at what's her name, Lois Lerner, who pleads the fifth. Can you imagine we did that? Ain't going to happen.
We could, but they take away our livelihood. You know,
our life.
She's still getting paid.
I know.
Still
that's
getting
crazy.
Paid. They allowed her to retire at her. Anyway. Hey. Yeah,
don't get me started.
Okay, Sherry Chapman, that kitchen place. Go on down today. Mention KCNR. Mention Carl Linda. Mention anything that has to do with the station. You're going to get a free gift. And tomorrow, the 10th anniversary, you're going to be giving away a lot of free gifts, and you can enter a lot of different things to be able to, or for great drawings and all that. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this message. We're going to be talking domestic violence. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More trouble.
Place coverage at the end of open enrollment
for the Obama administration's health care website. White House correspondent Greg Clarkson.
On the final day of the six-month open enrollment period for Obamacare, the healthcare.gov website experienced more technical problems. It was out of service for nearly 4 hours early Monday morning. The spokesman said consumers hoping to sign up before the midnight deadline were able to leave their email and be invited back when the system got up and running again.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, Senator Charles Schumer asking federal officials to review security at the World Trade Center site after authorities say a series of daredevils managed to sneak into the signature skyscraper.
These most recent incidents suggest a tremendous loophole in security. There have not been one, but two safety breaches at the number one terrorist target in the country.
Schumer said yesterday the Department of Homeland Security should test surveillance equipment at the site, survey the perimeter for possible illegal entry points, and check security guards' performance. Fed Chairman Janet Yellen says that the extraordinary measures the central bank has used to boost the economy are still needed. Yellen's remarks signal that even after the Fed phases out its monthly bond purchases later this year, it will keep an eye on short-term interest rates. A 4.8 earthquake shook the northern part of Yellowstone National Park yesterday. Could it be a sign of things to come?
There is a very slight possibility there could be a larger earthquake as well, but typically we would see some aftershocks. We've already had a number of them. I've worked several this morning.
That's geophysicist Don Blakeman. Noah rocked the box office this weekend. Paramount's biblical epic starring Russell Crowe opened with $44 million in box office receipts, $6.2 million in IMAX theaters alone. It's an imaginative and controversial take on the biblical story of Noah and the flood. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Franklin Graham says, let's celebrate it in a big way.
This Easter, we've got a tremendous opportunity to invest in the souls of men and women. And that is an opportunity to show the cross with Billy Graham.
God used the cross to bring tens of thousands of people into a relationship with Jesus during last fall's My Hope America outreach. This Easter, share the cross with people you love who don't yet know Jesus. The Cross. Get your DVD today. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
San Francisco will now lend as much as $200,000 to some homebuyers toward a down payment on their first house or condo.
Mayor Ed Lee's decision to double the previous limit is designed to help middle-class residents who've been adversely affected by the housing crunch. The move comes as the median home price in San Francisco reached $925,000 due to low supply and high demand, particularly among the city's influx of well-paid tech workers. The city says the previous loan limit is now too low to do much good.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The increased limit will be available to people who make up to 120% of the city's median income, currently $116,500 for a family of four. The International Court of Justice says it's not buying Japan's claims that its capture of whales in the Antarctic is for scientific purposes. The court is ordering a temporary halt to Japan's whaling program in the icy Southern Ocean. A judge says Japan's program fails to justify the large number of whales it takes. This is SRN News. General Motors discussing two separate fixes for an ignition switch defect clear back in 2005, but canceled both of them without taking any action.
That according to a just-released memo from the House subcommittee looking into GM's handling of that issue. GM last month recalled 2.6 million small cars because their ignition switches can move from the run to the off position. The problem's been linked to 13 deaths. The company's CEO, Mary Barra, will be in Washington this week for a pair of hearings into why GM didn't recall the cars sooner. Congress also wants to know why the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration didn't investigate the cars sooner, despite evidence of that problem. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The CEO of Fiat and Chrysler says the merged company will be able to increase production to more than 6 million cars a year, a level he has long said is the minimum for an automaker to compete in the global marketplace. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather today, but you got me. 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. As usual, we're going to start off with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages remain in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 106 points at 16,429. The S&P 500 is positive 14 points at 1872, and the NASDAQ Composite advancing 45 points at 4,200. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook up $1.18 at $61.19, BlackBerry Limited off 39 cents, $8.02, Micron Tech up $1.39 at $23.30. For local stocks of interest, Safeway down 7 cents at $37.23, Best Buy up a dime at $26.18, and Bank of Commerce is flat and trading at $6.75. Over to commodities, gold is down $2 an ounce at $12.92, silver up 3 pennies at $19, and crude oil off 13 cents at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. You know, you're looking for help with annuities, with retirement, with investments. These are the people to go to. We've met every one of them. Several times they've been on the show talking about what's going on with that. And give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or just stop by Park Marina Drive. Our weather today. Looks like we're going to have rain, mainly after 11 o'clock, a high near 49 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Showers tonight, chance of precipitation tonight is 100%. And showers tomorrow, likely with thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Chance of precipitation tomorrow is 70%. And then again, Wednesday, it looks like we're going to start clearing off a little bit and mostly cloudy. Chance of showers for the rest of the week. Saturday and Sunday look sunny. Be a good weekend, let's hope. But we need the rain, as we all know. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Tonight at the Redding Tea Party at 2570 Bonneview Road, we proudly present Trevor Loudon, who might be the best speaker we've ever had. Trevor is from New Zealand. He's a researcher and investigator and has been known as the new Paul Revere. He's the one who wrote the best-selling novel, The Enemies Within. And this profiles 14 senators and 50 representatives that have ties to the Communist Party. He has been on Fox News. We're really excited to have him. He will have his books with him. Trevor was responsible for exposing Barack Obama's childhood mentor, you know, that Communist Party member, Frank Marshall Davis. And he's also the gentleman who exposed Van Jones. Yesterday he was on We the People. I'm sure you listened to it. It was absolutely riveting, and we're really excited to have him. And he will have his books with him tonight, but we encourage everyone and anyone to come hear this gentleman speak. I mean, talk about making a difference and opening eyes. It's amazing.
Okay, and what time is that tonight, Terry?
That will be at 6 p.m., Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonnie View Road.
Sounds interesting. Okay, thanks a lot, Terry.
Yep.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our friends down there at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, Estate Jewelry. The only trained watch repairman in the city is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Great prices, and I tell you what, Leonard and his associates are just honest as the day is long. He'll give you a true assessment of your jewelry and what he has there. Again, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive here in Reading. Give him a call, 222-2750. And our last, what I've been talking about today is that we were going to be talking domestic violence today. And there's a lot of things happening here, with the, forum that's going to be, tomorrow. And who I have with me here today is Jean King, Executive Director for One Safe Place. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
Kristen Schrader, the Chair for the Women's Fund Education Committee.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're going to have to get used to that, Kristen. And then Terry Fields-Hosler.
Hosler.
Director for the Shasta County Department of Public Health.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're going to also make a phone call here at 8:30 to Dr. Alan Berkowitz, who is an expert on this and will be speaking, I understand. You want to start with the prevention of domestic violence and sexual assault. This is what the theme's going to be.
Yes, actually, this is Jean King, and I thought maybe I'd start with a few local statistics that we have here in Shasta County. We know we have a major problem, and it's not decreasing. In the last 3 years, in 2011, we had 1,024 incidents of domestic violence. In 2012, 1,102, and 2013, 1,228. So you can see there's a steady increase in that number. We all know that's happening, but those are actual statistics. We also know that there were 572 domestic violence restraining orders filed in Shasta County, and One Safe Place assisted 451 intimate partner violence restraining orders in last year, 213. We've actually assisted over 1,228 individual victims of domestic violence and 167 individual victims of sexual assault, both male and female, during 213. I have lots more statistics, but that kind of gives you an idea of the need in the community to have this talk in a very public setting, and that's where the Women's Fund comes in. We have a very big day coming on Wednesday, the 2nd, a full day, and I'll turn it over to Kristen to tell you a little bit about what's going on Wednesday.
Kristen Schrader.
Hi, I'm Kristen Schrader, and I'm with the Women's Fund, and I'll give you a little bit of background about the Women's Fund and why we are involved. We were formed in 2008, and beginning in 2009, we started holding forums, which were we designed them to create awareness about the negative or the issues affecting women and their families in the Reading area. So about 6 months ago, when one of our committees were meeting, we decided to look at this important issue, and we formed a strong collaboration to plan this forum for April 2nd. And so we have been working with One Safe Place, with Department of Public Health, and with the District Attorney's Office. And so we've spent 6 months planning, and we're going to have a forum on Wednesday at noon, from noon to 1:30 at the library.
And these forums that are very well presented, but also well attended too.
Yes, right now we are predicting a full house.
And this is going to be this Wednesday on the 2nd.
Yes.
And your guest speaker is going to be Dr. Alan Berkowitz. Is that correct?
Correct. Well, we're having Josh Lowry, our Chief Deputy District Attorney, and mm-hmm. Emily Westfall from One Safe Place are going to introduce the facts and data to our community and mm-hmm. the attendees will be better informed about what some of the statistics Gene just presented.
Yeah.
In that forum at lunchtime, And then after that, we'll hear about our community is looking into a community action plan that mm-hmm. we have picked to go forward and have a way to help prevent these kinds of statistics. And so we're going to introduce our program called No More. And Terry's going to help do that. And then we're going to have Alan talk about bystander engagement, which is a way that
we can
prevent this.
Yeah. Okay. We got to take a break here. My guests are Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Christian Schrader, Chair of the Women's Fund Education Committee, and Terry Fields Hostler. Director of the Shasta County Department of Public Health. I want to talk about the statistics when we come back, and then talk with Terry too about some of these things. Some of the topics on it is we'll be talking to Dr. Berkowitz at about 8:30 on this, but especially the statistics when we're talking about nearly one in every four women is beaten or raped by a partner during her lifetime. And every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is assaulted or beaten. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, your talk radio station.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-pound char-broiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Beautiful day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's a little bit under the weather today. Time is 8:20 on March the 31st. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you have any questions for our panel here, please give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. You know what? There are people of choice here. You know, if we have any problems at all with our heating or cooling systems, we always call Alliance Heating and Air. They can take care of all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air. You give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Good people there. Treat you like family. My guests today are Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Terry Fields Hausler, Director of Shasta County Department of Public Health, and Christian Schrader, who, Chair of the Women's Fund Education Committee. And we're talking about the Women's Fund Community Forum. It's going to be this Wednesday from noon to 1:30 at the Reading Library. Prevention of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. It's not just women, though, is it, Gene?
No, it isn't. About 15% are, that we see are men who have been victims of rape or domestic violence. So we actually, when we combined and changed our name from Shasta Women's Refuge, that jumped to 19% in our community, which we're pleased to be able to serve men and women. And it, but that is a story in itself.
So almost one in five of everybody you help is a man.
Yes.
And see, that's important that gets out there. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Yeah. It's, you know, I'm not sure that it is surprising. I think if men are maybe not, if they need assistance, especially if there's kids in the family and all this, mm-hmm. that, they're starting to come forward.
Yeah, I don't mean it's a surprise to us. I think it's a surprise to the community.
Oh, yeah. I think it is. I'm that number kind of like, right. Surprises me. I would have thought it would, that there'd been some, but not one in five.
Yes, it's as big. I mean, it's part of the community. We serve the community, and we serve anyone who is in need of help from domestic violence and/or sexual assault.
Yeah, we have in here that says more than 40% of domestic violent victims are male. Now, I don't know where he gets that ones from. Some, but this is. Once we say something on here, our listeners,
let me tell you why that could well be the truth, because men probably haven't traditionally reported.
That's right.
It's been something not reported in the general population. People are ashamed of it, and I bet men are even more ashamed of it than women are. So the reporting, we have 15% to 19%. I would think is unreported. Hopefully that will change.
Well, that's hopefully that, and you're right, mm-hmm. that is. Okay, some of the other statistics that you have here, the fact is that Chief Poletti has been on our show, comes on once a month, mm-hmm. and Rob and I have lunch, and we start talking about violence, and a lot of the violence is not on the streets. And they said, well, why can't you prevent all this, this spike in violence? Well, it's not on the street. We don't have police in every home, and you can't.
Yeah, and that's true, and that's one of the reasons of this forum and what the goal of it. The goal is to talk about bystander engagement and what we can do about it as a community. It's very important for us to learn and as an agency, for us to teach and help the community what we can all do about it, because these are part of the statistics that we see come from these magazines and such like that. They're getting them from these kind of statistics. For instance, Shasta County in 2009, these are the latest figures, but they run true through the years, had 60.4 rapes per 100,000 population. The state of California had 22 per 100,000. We can run straight through the years and show you those differences. There is a difference in Shasta County in this domestic violence area. I believe that Chief Poletti reported once that nearly 48% of the assaults were domestic violence related. If we can help reduce those rates, that reduces crime rates and that reduces the violence in our communities. So it isn't just a small thing, it's a big thing that affects everyone. So again, Terry's going to talk a little bit more about bystander engagement, and so is Dr. Berkowitz. But that's a big deal.
Children that see this are more likely to become abusers in the future here. I see here is that without help, boys who witness domestic violence are four times more likely to become abusers of their partners and or children as adults.
And that's true also. It's a generational issue. You learn behavior when you're growing up. You get affected by negative behavior when you're growing up. And when you get older, sometimes you think that is the correct behavior. Let me give you another statistic here. nearly 30% of Shasta County residents aged 18 to 65 reported they had experienced physical violence by an intimate partner, compared to 14.8% of statewide residents of the same age. It's just one more statistic that we're talking about what we need to do in this community and why we need to make a joint effort to change our behavior.
I think so. Okay, now let's bring Terry on. Terry, you want to is the director of the Shasta County Department of Public Health. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Thanks for joining us today. And this is such an important this is an important forum, and which is going to happen this Wednesday at the Reading Library, starting at noon, from noon to 1:30. There's different programs that we're going to be launching here. And can you tell us the one about not standing by?
Yeah.
I'm not sorry for that. I'm being an active bystander. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. So when the Women's Fund approached public health and Kristen specifically, and we started talking about this issue, and obviously Jean's staff and One Safe Place are the ones in our community that deal with this on a daily basis, public health really stopped and thought, what could our role be in trying to use the forum, which is always well attended and very well done, as a way to kind of kick off something bigger than just a one-day event? What could we do in our community to really start to aggressively address this issue and turn it around? And so I asked my staff to do some research. What have other communities done? What's out there? And we were really pleased to find out that there's this new national campaign that was actually launched in September of last year called No More. And when we really looked at what it was trying to do, it was really, I think the tagline says it all. No more, together we can end domestic violence and sexual assault. No more excuses, no more silence, no more violence. So what we did is we looked at how could we engage our own media partners here in Shasta County to run these PSAs, these on TV, on radio, in print ad, to really start to heighten awareness in Shasta County about this issue and kind of capitalize on a national campaign that's happening across the country called No More.
Well, we'll be, you know, count us in on that. So bystanders, but since most of the domestic assaults occur within the house, who are the bystanders? Who would be the bystanders there? I mean, like older kids, family members, or something like that, or do the assaults when they happen? Is it just they just don't care? I mean, they'll start even if there's other family members around.
Well, bystanders, it's all of that. It is the kids and being taught in the schools of what it looks like. It's when a neighbor hears something, what do they do about it? It's when a friend suspects another friend is in that situation, at least providing support and saying, anytime you want to talk, we know where you can get help. And an employer. There's a lot of affected employees by personnel missing work because of domestic violence. So if the employers are looking and helping them, there's many, many ways we're talking about bystander engagement.
So it could be, okay, may not be right then as it's happening, but we're talking about the after effects so that mm-hmm. people will get involved instead of just ignoring it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a doctor will if a child's mm-hmm. brought in with a broken arm. And they find out there's been like 6 broken bones with a child that, you know, they're going to be reporting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I think that's, Carl, I think that's the whole point here is that these things don't happen in isolation. When some of these horrific events happen in our community, you always hear the little rumblings behind the scene. Oh, yeah, I kind of knew. I heard him yelling or whatever. And so I think it's safe to say we've all been bystanders in our lives. We've all been in situations where we question, should we be doing something? Should we say something? The choice really becomes, when are we going to choose to become active bystanders? When we speak up and we say something, will we choose to be passive bystanders and just do nothing? And No More, what we're trying to do with the campaign is to really change the community norm around that and give people clear guidance of what they can do. One number that they can call at One Safe Place to really just say, I'm concerned, and here's something I think you should look into.
Okay. And I can think of several times that probably everybody hears things. And, or, you know, if you're out in public, it's one thing and you see somebody starting to abuse someone, you can do something about it. Maybe you're not supposed to, but I think you know, you step in, you see a child being abused or, you know, somebody being really, really, aggressive with their mate right then. You hesitate though on something like that because as most police will tell you, is that when you step in the middle of a domestic confrontation, all of a sudden there's two of them that on your back instead of just one. But maybe that'd be smarter than just to call a number.
Well, and they've also done statistics and watch where, even something like that goes on in public and what the public reaction is. If nobody reacts to it, one person doesn't step forward, nobody does. And when one person, you don't want to step in the middle of something, don't get me wrong, but there's an example called the potato chip man on the subway in New York City who just moved closer and kept eating his potato chips and just closer eating his potato chips. And people around got the point. It's on a YouTube video and it's really, it's funny, but it's not funny, of course, but it's just what one person did. He did a little thing. We talk about you set off your car alarm. You know, things that are you wouldn't think of, but they're easy things to do. And just think in Shasta County when we see some of these numbers, if everyone was involved, what a difference we could make.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with Jean King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Kristen Schrader, Chair of the Women's Fund Education Committee, and Terry Fields Hosler, Director of the Shasta County Department of Public Health. We're talking about the Women's Fund Community Forum this Wednesday at noon to 1:30 at the Reading Library. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain, the kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough, and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, walking on sunshine. Well, not exactly. It's going to be raining today. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. 8:34 in the morning. 43 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, right here in town. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's the cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop. It is. It's a cool place. Go in there. It's really great. Little, you know, kids all the way up to people that they have to hunt for their hair in there. So give them a call, 244-9478. You can't make a reservation, but at least you can see how full it is right then. Cypress Square Barbershop. All right. I'm here with my friends from the One Safe Place and the Women's Fund and the Department of Public Health. I'm here with Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Christian Schrader, the Chair of the Women's Fund Education Committee, and Terry Fields-Hosler, Director of the Shasta County Department of Public Health, talking about the Women's Fund Community Forum this Wednesday from noon to 1:30, prevention of domestic violence and sexual assault. And one of the statistics we've had is that almost 20% of the people One Safe Place helps are men.
That's correct.
And which is really quite an eye-opener as far as statistics go for me. The rest of the statistics I've pretty much have heard and read about in the past. But we've got a Dr. Alan Berkowitz on the phone. And can you tell us a little bit about Dr. Berkowitz, Jean?
Yes. Dr. Alan Berkowitz is going to be our featured speaker on Wednesday. He's an expert on sexual and domestic violence. And he is going to talk to us specifically about bystander engagement, what that means, and how the community can be involved in that. And I believe he's on the line. And hello, Dr. Berkowitz. It's Gene. Nice to talk to you.
Good morning, Dr. Berkowitz. The bystander, be an active bystander. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. First, let me say that I'm very impressed with the response of Shasta County. I work with communities all over the country. And what you're seeing is a very thoughtful, coordinated response with different groups working together, and that's not always the case. So I want to applaud you all for what you're doing. And in fact, you're so on top of the issue, most of my main points have been made. But of course, I will go into it. And Carl, you made an important point earlier that to not get in the middle, and then someone shared the potato chip man. And so what we're advocating is people move in, let's say, from the side, and that you do something when you see something, and you don't wait until it's exploding. So, for example, you may go out to dinner with your friends, and you have a husband, or it could be a wife, who's very demeaning to their partner and talks down to them and puts them down and creates an uncomfortable situation. Well, then what you can do is, after the dinner, talk to your friends about how you felt about it. A lot of times people feel no one else notices or no one else is bothered, when in fact we know from extensive research that most people are bothered but don't know that they share that in common. So you talk to your friends and you make a plan, and maybe you decide, let's say I'm the verbally abusive person, you decide someone's going to talk to Alan. Now we also need to remember to have compassion for the abuser. That doesn't mean we accept or excuse their behavior in any way, shape, or form. But as you already pointed out, a lot of abusers have witnessed and suffered abuse as children. So I'm having a hard time, and you can say to me, Alan, what's going on? I notice your wife really pushes your buttons. Or it seemed like you were really upset last Sunday night, and you have a conversation. But the point is, whatever it is, you see someone being abusive towards their boy or girlfriend. You see a parent in the store being abusive towards a child. You can walk up to the side and you can just say, is everything okay? Y'all having a bad day? Could you tell me where the potato chips are? In other words, you can always do something. And the reason we don't do something is because we think that what we have to do is too extreme. We think we have to get in the middle. We think we have to put ourselves in danger. We think we have to embarrass or humiliate the person. And it's really not true. We can be caring and compassionate and sensitive, and still do something that lets the other person know that we know that they're having a problem. So, you know, that's it in a nutshell, but we could certainly talk about different aspects of that.
You know, that's a really good point, Doctor, is a lot of times I'm thinking of this as somebody external from me.
But in many times, you're right, there's things that happen with people I know. And Linda and I will talk about it after we leave. You go, wow, that, you know, like the woman will say something about her husband, which is really demeaning. But you know, it's kind of like, oh, is she just kidding around or something like this? But it made both of us uncomfortable. Or, somebody is overbearing. But sometimes the relationships there it does make it difficult. But I see what you're saying. It could be people that you've known for years.
Right.
But you don't think about it.
One of you already said that a lot of times when it finally becomes public, people will say, well, I'm not surprised that Alan Berkowitz got busted for such and such. You know, it could be a drinking problem. It could be something else. So we're talking about now sometimes you need to respond directly. You see something happening, it's going to get worse. Someone needs to do something right away. But many times you can respond indirectly. So you or your wife, the next time you're talking to that woman, can say, I notice it really bugs you when your husband does X, Y, and Z, and get her to talk about it. Then after you've had a conversation about it, you can say, well, do you all think there's a different way to handle it? Or you can share a personal experience and say, you know, when we were having difficulties, we saw a therapist, and it really helped us figure out a different way to talk to each other. In other words, I could put it this way. If you're doing something and you don't think I know, it's different when you know that I know. And if we have a community that knows that we know and we care about each other and we want to help each other, we're talking about early intervention, then we create an environment that inhibits the behavior. Certain things will happen no matter what. Certain people will always have points on their driver's license, right? Certain people will do whatever. So we didn't create the personalities. And by the way, we want to really emphasize that when we're talking about men's violence against women, most men are not violent against women. The majority are not. So we're asking the majority to be active bystanders rather than passive bystanders. So we have people who are prone to certain kinds of behavior, but we know that the environment either permits it or inhibits it. And we don't know what it is about Shasta County that allows more of this to happen than other counties. We could speculate, but it doesn't matter in the end. What matters is that we can create an environment that inhibits the problem by intervening and not being passive bystanders early on. And it could be, as I said, in the supermarket with a stranger or with your friends after dinner.
Can I interrupt just for a second?
Please.
To add to that. I look at it like the stop smoking. You know, at one time you could smoke on planes and you just had to, if you didn't smoke, you just had to be exposed to it. But over a period of time with the attitude, it has become unacceptable. And it's unacceptable to all of us in certain places. I kind of see that change is what we're looking for is the mental change and attitude of the community. And it's been done. This is not a new thing. This has been done on drunk drivers and several things. I liken it to that kind of a movement.
We're really talking about a culture change. I remember getting off the elevator early because the smoke was too much in the elevator. So that's a great example. And what caused us to shift, to tip it on the smoking issue, it was partly knowing the harm that was caused. In this case, it's the harm of secondhand smoking. But in the case of domestic violence or sexual abuse, there's tremendous harm that we might not be aware of. And most of us know survivors, even if we don't know that we know survivors. Most of us, if we look at the statistics, there are people that we know very well who have not shared this with us. So if we let the people that we're close to know that this is a problem, that we know it's not the victim's fault, that we're not going to blame the victim, including the male, who we have a lot of stereotypes about men who are abused, then they will come forward and they will share their stories with us, and we will realize it's all around us and we didn't even know it. And then we will think differently when we hear the put-down remark at dinner or we see someone being a little rough. And I will admit that it's not easy. Even myself as a national expert, there are situations when you think, what am I going to do? But then you do something. You just walk over and you say, everything is okay. You notice that, you know, once my wife and I were having lunch at a cafe and a young man took the food his girlfriend brought him and threw it on the ground. So I walked over there and I said, is everything okay? And he said, yeah, everything's fine. I said, it looks like you're angry. I'm not angry. And they said, oh, okay, fine, but I thought you were angry because I saw you throw the food on the ground. You know, so I engaged him in a conversation without getting in the middle to let him know that his behavior was visible. And, of course, I did it in a way, as much as I could, that would not cause him to retaliate against his girlfriend. But the point is, there are things we could all do in these situations that we haven't thought of because we think the only thing we can do is to put ourselves in the middle. And the purpose of the presentation I'm going to give in the Women's Forum and the purpose of the No More campaign is to teach people that there are other things that they could do, including talk to other people about it, that have a beneficial result, that do not cause harm to the bystander and do not embarrass or humiliate the parties involved.
Our guest is Dr. Alan Berkowitz, and we're going to have to take a quick break here, Doctor. And can you stay with us?
I'm with you as long as you want.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call, 474-5546.
Pizzas on Thursdays, great brunches, great dinners, super ambiance, all up in Anselmo Vineyards. We'll be right back.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night, served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:48 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. We're going to have rain today and tonight and tomorrow. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends down there. Phone number is 365-3793. Give them a call. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a new, previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Reading Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Get the best deal in Northern California right there. Your neighbor's giving you a great deal. Don't go anywhere. Go there. 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. Their service department, by the way, is just outstanding. My guests today are, I've got just a full house here. We have Jean King, who's executive director of One Safe Place, Kristen Schrader, chair of the Women's Fund Education Committee, Terry Fields Hosler, director of Shasta County Department of Public Health, which I've probably been butchering your name all day.
You got it. I'm impressed.
Okay. And then Dr. Alan Berkowitz is on the phone. Terry, let's go back in before we get back to the doctor here and talk a little bit more about what we're doing here.
So again, you know, I think the beauty of this is this collaboration that Kristen mentioned in the very beginning. You know, it's like we can host a forum, we can talk about the horrible statistics in our county, and as the public health director, trust me, I could come on your show every day and talk about horrible health statistics. But this one really crosses a lot of different agencies and boundaries and really does set a tone for our community that I don't think any of us are proud of. And so we really tried to say, how do we turn this into a call for action? How do we empower the great people of Shasta County who live here and want to make this be the best county they have? And what can we do to go from being a passive bystander to an active bystander? And what can we do that doesn't cross those lines, like Dr. Berkowitz said, to put ourselves in danger, but really starts to change the norm? And, you know, it came down to two simple words, no more. You know, no more in Shasta County.
You can only take so much of things. You know, and that's with anything that's bad, you know, that you see out there, you know, no more. And, but this is local. These are things. And people are writing there that, you know, statistics can be skewed. That's true. But we know we have a problem. I hear about it from the police where the problems are. And a lot of the problems, of course, is the domestic violence. So the things that we can do just to stop that, prevent it, to have something to do with at least slowing it down. And if we can report it, then people can be helped too. That's the bottom line. Is if they're still in the stage where they're just yelling or demeaning people before they get into the violence, or if they've been into the, you know, if they're already taking the first swing at them, whatever it is, whoever it was, if we can get to that, is that correct?
That's right. And the No More campaign is really just to raise the visibility. Right. So it's to let us all know that we're together in this in a community, as a community, and that, you know, that there are things we can do. Visibly, we'll be reminded by the radio ads, the TV ads, the print ads that you'll see. That'll be the visual reminder. This campaign that I said was launched nationally in September of last year really uses 50 celebrities. So people you know that you see on TV that each have a different slogan tied to their image on a poster or a PSA that really kind of dispels some of the myths about domestic violence and sexual assault, and then kind of reiterates that concept that it's okay. In our community, we can say no more and move beyond. And so the campaign's only going to be as good as what people do as a result of having a heightened awareness. That's really going to be the beauty, is when our community starts to get more engaged and start speaking up when they see these things.
Okay. Dr. Berkowitz, thank you for being on with us today. One of the statistics has to do with children, that witness domestic violence and the impact it has on them. Dr. Berkowitz?
Yes. As it was said earlier, we know that a lot of children are witnesses to domestic violence. We know that it scars people for life. Imagine the helpless feeling of seeing one parent abuse the other. And we know that some of the problems that it creates later in life include being abusive oneself or being in a situation where someone else abuses you. So there's another reason why we really have to understand the social cost. And as I said, all of us are surrounded by people who have experienced these things, but we don't know it, so we need to make it visible. And an example I'd like to give you is I do a lot of work with the military. The military is really trying to work on these issues. And I've been to presentations, let's say the Marine Corps, where you have a male survivor talking about his sexual assault, and you would think no one could ever touch this guy. So in your mind, it's not even possible. But when you hear his story, you understand how it happened, why it happened, and why he became a victim. So we have to suspend our stereotypes, and we have to realize that this could happen to anyone that we know. It's already happened to people we know, and that we can make a difference. And one of the ways we also can make a difference, you know, if you're a gardener, you want to create the best growing conditions for your plants, for your vegetables. Well, we want to do the reverse. We want to create poor growing conditions for these issues. And that may mean, for instance, let's say I have a friend who's bragging about he put his wife in his place, or he shut his girlfriend up, or he starts talking about all his sexual exploits. Then I'm a bystander. Then I need to say, you know, I don't really need to hear the details. Or, well, when my wife upsets me, we sit down and we talk it out, and I don't say anything until I've, like, chilled down. So, in other words, even in these more normal or things that happen more often that don't seem to be so extreme, they're creating the fertile soil for the problem to grow. So if we really think about it, we're all bystanders all the time. It's a fact of human existence. And the question is, what do we do? How do we get to know more? And the way we get to know more is by noticing it, by putting aside our stereotypes and our assumptions about different things, and by finding that perceiving that there is something that we can do, including involving other people, including having a conversation with the person, including even changing the subject if it's an uncomfortable situation. And if we all do that, we won't see the numbers go down tomorrow. But over time, we will see the numbers gradually going down. And over time, we will see more people getting help, including the abusers and the perpetrators.
Doctor, can you draw correlations between employment and domestic abuse?
Yes, that's a good point. Thank you for bringing that up. So when we talk about what is the environment that produces the behavior, we know that domestic violence goes up during times of unemployment. We even know that domestic violence goes up during pregnancy when a couple is having a child, which would maybe seem, whoa, how could that be? But when you think about it, what are things that cause stress in people's lives? Unemployment, obviously, right? Big issue right now. Our numbers are very high. So then you think about, how do I handle stress? Do I handle it well, or do I react under stress? Do I explode under stress? So everyone has their button. Everyone has their issue. And when the environment is putting more stress on top of you, then you get triggered or your button gets pushed and you react in a way that isn't healthy. So, you know, we might not be able to easily solve the problem of unemployment, but we may be able to help people deal with the issue of unemployment in such a way that when they feel overwhelmed and stressed out, they don't take it out on somebody else.
And Dr. Berkowitz, this is Jean. Let me just take that one step further. Is the cost to the employer. There is a huge cost to employers when their staff is unable to come to work because of a medical problem, or that a perpetrator stalks them at work, affects their work, affects other employees. It also is an economic impact to employers everywhere, and they may not realize when you put all the statistics together, but it's huge.
So really, if we change our mindset and we look at the information that is now available to us that wasn't available in the past, we see that we all have a stake in this for selfish reasons as well as humane, compassionate reasons, which it affects us and it hurts us. And going back even to the child who witnesses domestic abuse, if you look at the amount of use of the healthcare system by a victim, either a secondary victim who's a child who's a witness or the person who's abused, it's really a societal problem that we all pay a price for, including, hard for me to know how to say this, but we pay a price in our own conscience because we go to bed at night and we think.
And we worry about that.
Right about that.
Hey, Dr. Berkowitz, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to break in because we're running out of time here. But Dr. Berkowitz will be here on Wednesday at the Women's Fund Community Forum from noon to 1:30 at the library, Prevention of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And we'll expand on all these topics we've had. It's fascinating, Doctor. And we hope to have you back on again at some point. We have a whole hour with you.
Well, I'm just up here in Shasta, Mount Shasta, so I'm not that far away. I can even come down and sit in the studio with you.
That would be great. Okay, thanks a lot, Dr. Berkowitz. Oh, Gene, you got some other things that are happening, too.
I just want to real quick tell you about the event that will take place that evening. It's Take Back the Night. It's at the Atrium in downtown Reading. It begins at 5:30 and includes speakers who are survivors. There's a candlelight awareness march, and there's a resource fair all downtown on that same day, April 2nd, 5:30 at the Atrium for Take Back the Night. We would invite all of you to join us.
Okay, down at the Atrium. And then again, remember, Prevention of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Women's Fund Community Forum Wednesday from noon to 1:30 at the library. I've been joined by Gene King, Executive Director of One Safe Place, Christian Schrader, Chair of the Women's Fund, and, of course, Terry Fields-Hosler, Director of Shasta County Department of Public Health. Thank you very much, ladies, for being with us.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Payus Dinuka will join us along with the Rotary Club and Bike. Plus, we'll have a few other things I'm sure we're going to be talking about in the morning. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On this deadline day for signing up for health coverage under Obamacare, some last-minute visitors to healthcare.gov are greeted with a frustratingly familiar message.
A screen that read the system isn't available at the moment. Administration officials say tech teams had extended a routine maintenance window past midnight that caused some website visitors to get error messages when they attempted to enroll. Not encouraging for a system plagued by problems since its launch. The website was back online by mid-morning, with visitors being notified by email they could continue the enrollment process.
SRN's Wally Hine says the website was down for almost 4 hours. It is not a comforting admission, Malaysia's transport minister talking about the ongoing search for the missing jetliner.
We find ourselves in a difficult position, and I repeat the question that the families principally want answered is the question we